Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today our guest is going to be Natoki, and we are waiting for her to call in. Natori Thomas is her name, and the title of her book is How to Die in Paris. So we're waiting for her to call in from the United Kingdom. We have not heard from her yet, so we're hoping that she will. That you'll be able to get to us fairly quickly. I wanted to start the show off with a thought here. And that is the experience of the ages that are past, the hope of the ages that are yet to come, unite their voices in an appeal to us. They implore us to think more of the character of our people than of its vast numbers, to look upon our vast natural resources not as tempters to ostentation and pride, but as means to be converted by the refining alchemy of education into mental and spiritual treasures, and thus give to the world an example of a nation whose wisdom increases with its prosperity and whose virtues are equal to its power. That quote was by Horace Mann. That quote was made a long time ago, but it stands just as true today as it did when Horace Mann said it. We need to be able to reflect upon and look at the past so that wherever we are, we can recognize that people have walked roads of difficulty, but it doesn't mean that they did not survive those difficulties without some unique experiences. It means that somehow or another they found within themselves the resources and the capabilities to be able to overcome whatever was in their environment. And that is something we always need to remember. We need to remember because that is what makes us as individuals exceptional. You know, most people just like to sit around typically and just say, well, either mañana, we'll take care of it tomorrow, or let somebody else take care of it. It's those people that stand up to the moment and say, all right, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to make my world and the world of those people around us better? It's a fascinating thing, and it's something we all need to realize we take responsibility for. Well, as I said, we're waiting for Natori Thomas to call us from England, and we, as soon as we have her on the line, we will be in touch. I wanted to share some information with you about probiotics. More and more people are becoming very, very conscious of their health. Why? Well, if you've ever had any situation that made you go to the hospital, or you've had to deal with variables, regardless of your age, of costs for medical care, the understanding is, by golly, we better take care of ourselves. Otherwise, we're going to have bills that are absolutely going to cripple us. So it's important to take a proactive approach. Well, one of the things that's really coming into the forefront, it's nothing new, but it's something that we can consciously be aware of, is probiotics. Now, most people, after they're 24 years of age, their enzymatic properties within their system, unless they're eating foods that are really high in enzymes, like your papaya, yogurts, and other things that are going to be more in a natural state rather than something that's been cooked to death, then you have a lot of natural enzymes in the system. But usually, to absorb nutrients, you've got to have a good enzymatic level in the body. And this is something that we've learned. And just if everybody has had a problem with maybe some indigestion, or sometimes people are complaining about acid reflux, well, it all has to do with your digestive tract. And I know so many of us go, bugs, ew, who needs bugs? Well, we've all got them. You have these interesting microorganisms, good, bad, and indifferent, that are inside the body, and they need to be there because they have jobs to do. And one of the things that's been found, that people, if they're having challenges, let's say with cholesterol, let's just throw that one out. That's the hot topic and has been for a long time. They found when people ate yogurt that had a strain of a probiotic Lactobacillus reuteri, they had a big change in their negative cholesterol. Big change. Why? Because the bacteria were doing the job. They were taking care of things in the system. And also, they found that people, when they took probiotic supplements, they were able to handle stress better. Fascinating. Nutrition is so vital to well-being of the body. They also found harmful bacteria that can lead to problems with the teeth and with the gum. Sure enough, probiotics make a big difference. Now, you can find this in yogurt, but a lot of the yogurts that you get in the store are not really that heavily loaded with bacteria. There are, you have to read your products, your labels on your products very, very carefully to make sure that you're going to have the live bacteria. There are so many components that have been available in health food stores, but I'll tell you, sometimes some of the best are things like papaya, which is just loaded with enzymatic properties. There are certain fruits that are just loaded with them. And you just need to be aware. You need to educate yourself. And also, upper respiratory tract infections, my goodness, among older people, they are rampant. I've known even younger people having respiratory problems, but they shouldn't have them, but they do. Well, they found that probiotics really make a difference. And the best way to get them is through natural foods, because it helps it to assimilate. So again, yogurt is very, very good. You have certain cheeses that are loaded with it, many dairy products. If you had raw milk, and some people don't like the taste of raw milk, but I know that raw milk is something under certain conditions. It's really, really great. I mean, heck, our ancestors had raw milk all the time. And look at the Maasai warriors. They have raw milk and blood. That's what they consume as their daily diet. I know it doesn't sound too appealing to me either. However, it's an interesting thing that among the African people, many African people are lactose intolerant because in their ancestral patterning, they were not exposed to milk. They didn't have cows. But the Maasai, they are different. For hundreds of years, they have cultivated cattle. The cattle, they will milk them, and then they'll add blood. They puncture a major artery in the cow's neck. They put the blood, mix it in with milk, and it's extremely high protein. And they've lived on that for God knows how many years. So a lot of things we need to be aware of. Now, probiotic pills have more good bacteria than food does, according to a Dr. Eric Ding. He's a Harvard Medical School nutritionist. Now, they vary by strain, so you want to do some homework and research on this. But remember, you're always going to have some form of bacteria working in your body at one time or another. And just another suggestion, too, try to remember to take your vitamins in the evening, especially with food. And don't forget to add fat to whatever meal you have that you're going to be taking your supplements along with, because fat is something that is needed for vitamin D, for example, so it can be absorbed. There are so many things we're finally coming out with that's making us aware that we're going to probably go back to a lot of the dietary patterns that were quite common on many levels in many different environments, like eating butter. I mean, for how long have we gone along with not supposed to have butter, you're not supposed to have this, no fat in the diet? Well, finally, they're waking up to the fact that fat, one, enables you to absorb nutrients if you have the natural fats, and two, ladies, it's great for the hormonal levels. It really helps to keep things balanced. So that's a little bit of trivia there, and I just think that we are becoming more and more aware of how to take care of ourselves, and I think that that is exceedingly important. This is Donna Sebo. I've been waiting for our guest, Natoria Thomas, in London, and she has not been able to make the interview. So open lines here on the Donna Sebo Show, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I wanted to share with you a somewhat spooky story. This is always intriguing to me, those incidents that occur, that are recorded, that cannot be explained in any logical way. And this is a story that goes back to 1914, and it occurs on January the 28th. There was an ocean liner, the Prince Heinrich. It lost one of its passengers. What was his name? His name was James Reagan. Now, James vanished along with all of his luggage in the middle of the ocean. Couldn't figure out what happened to him. The ship was full of people. Nobody saw anybody go overboard. Just totally, totally perplexing. Well, there was in 1815 a Prussian captain, Fritz Auslanger, who died of apoplexy, and his servant, Dieterici, began to impersonate him. Now, this clever valet managed to, he did such a good job, he managed to get his boss's paycheck, and the court ladies of elite society, before the deception was discovered, were fooled by his impersonation. Now, this man was incarcerated in the Weichselmunde prison, and this prison had 20-foot-high walls. He was kept manacled. Well, it's going to be pretty tough trying to get over walls like that. Now, one day, he was walking along right in the middle of a line of shackled prisoners out in the prison yard. They would do this with the men because they wanted him to have some exercise. And as he was walking, he began to fade away. That's right. He began to fade away. In fact, all of the prisoners watched, and he became less and less in form until his handcuffs and his leg cuffs fell to the prison ground yard area. He was never seen again. Now, here are all these people watching this happening. Another interesting case, 1848 in Australia, explorer Ludwig Leichhardt. He was trying to do a second expedition across one of the most difficult deserts on the planet. It's their central desert. Now, all of the men and the 70 pack animals totally disappeared. No trace of them. No bones, nothing. Gone. Now, 125 years later, think about this, 125 years later, photos of Aboriginal cave paintings depicting Leichhardt's expedition, they were brought to the attention of an Australian ranger, Zach Mathias. Mathias wanted to arrange for an expedition and managed to get one together of his own to find these cave paintings. But you know what happened to him just before they set out? You got it. He completely disappeared too. We'll never seem to know the rest of that story. All of these are documented cases. Could they have entered into a vortex of time and disappeared? What caused them to to dematerialize? I don't know. Maybe you have an answer for me. I have no idea. Neither do any of the researchers. Totally perplexing. Donna Sebo here, our guest for today, apparently was not able to call in from London, so this is an open mic now, hour now. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Donna Sebo here. Now, I want to let those of you know that are in the Seattle area, I am going to be appearing at the Emerald Spiral Expo in Kent, Washington. That is going to be on March 24th. The event starts at 9 in the morning. It goes until 5. It's open to the public for free, and we're going to have all kinds of things going on there. I'll be there doing many consultations, and also I'll have an abundance of books to sell. I want to take this opportunity also to thank the staff at the Northwest Women's Show again for doing such a wonderful job. We just had a fabulous, fabulous time, and I just look forward to next year as well. And for those of you that weren't able to make it, gee, put it on your calendar. It's always the first weekend in March, and put it on your calendar so you don't miss it for next year. But again, I want to thank them for doing such a wonderful, wonderful job. It was really a pleasure working with them. Well, sometimes kids have a way of teaching us things that as adults make us realize you're never too old to make a difference in life, and you're never too young. Sometimes really difficult situations cause us to make choices. And in this case, there's a little girl by the name of Aria. She's 9 years old. And she was the victim of bullying. And she really couldn't figure out why one girl at school suddenly came up to her and started calling her stupid. Now, for those of us that have unpleasant memories of school days, encountering bullies... Thank you. Dealing with bullies is an ugly thing. Hey, before we go on with Aria's story, we have got our guest. Noturi Thomas is on the line. Noturi, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca, where are you calling in from?
The Bay Area.
Oh, is it you wanted to call and talk to me for a reading? Is that what you were doing?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I thought you were our guest that I was supposed to have from England. But you're not. Great talking with you.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you.
Okay, Rebecca. Let me give you my impressions, and then you can ask me anything that you want. And by the way, for those of you listening, you can call in because the lines are open. That was my error. I thought it was Noturi calling in, but this is Rebecca in San Diego, and you can do the same thing she's doing. You can call in and chat with me if you like, and the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, Rebecca, the first thing that I'm looking at is that you've got to be very thoughtful about how you speak to certain people, because your words are going to be very, very much taken exactly as you express them. And I'm seeing you in an environment where you're going to want to think thoughtfully before you express your feelings. You need to think thoughtfully before you give information that is perhaps not going to be exactly the best representation of you that you would like. One of the things that you might do, I don't know if this is going to have something to do with an interview or not, but what I am looking at is a feeling when you are asked certain questions that they're loaded. They're loaded questions, and you're wanting to really do the best job you possibly can in responding to them. And I want to say be truthful, but you also may want to respond to the question with the question, depending on how it is framed, with what specifically were they wanting information about, and ask them what their particular area of interest is so that you can be specific with your answer. And that may enable you to have a little bit of breathing room without feeling like you're choking on the inside when you're trying to respond to them. And that'll also give you a moment to think clearly about what it is that you're concerned with relative to their questioning. Like I said, there's this awareness of feeling, gee whiz, this is loaded. If I answer it one way, they could say this. If I answer it another way. So it doesn't hurt to answer the question with a question. And I think you can do that very, very well. Also, what I'm looking at is a very sensitive stomach with you. I think that you're going to find that there are certain foods that are not going to be sitting as well with you as they have been in the past. They're not going to digest well. And I think that's due to stress. So just keep in mind maybe a cup of peppermint tea if you're having something, if you're eating out. Maybe have a cup of peppermint tea after your meal, and I think that that'll settle things down for you. But the stress level, well, that's just a part of life, and I think you're going to deal with it. But I do also think your general health is pretty good, but you've got a wonderful month ahead of you. Good things to look forward to. What question do you have for me, Rebecca?
Well, it pertains to one of my dogs, and I know you're not an animal intuitive, but sometimes you can get an energy read. And
sure.
I have a little dog named Newman, and I can't seem to figure out where he's having discomfort. And I wonder if you get a read on any area of his body. I mean, I've done all sorts of stuff with the vets and everything, and he still doesn't seem like he's tip-top or back to his old self. And I'm just at a loss.
How old is Newman?
13.
Okay, hon. What you've got here is a combination of things. It's not just one thing. It's a combination of things. I would say with Newman, you have got, in part, a digestive system problem. I think it's not assaulting him all the time, but I think he's having a tough time digesting certain foods. So his system, in a way, is closing down on him in the respect that he may not be getting enough nutrition out of the food that he's eating. You might want to try something with him, and that is maybe getting something like chicken liver.
Right.
And just cooking a little bit, see how he likes it, and maybe mix it in with, when it's cooked, with a bit of raw egg, and see if he likes that. And the reason I say it is that a little bit of food with him is going to go a long way. But if it's sort of processed like baby food is, where it's easier to digest, then I think he's going to do better. Does he get regular dog food?
Yeah, he was on a cottage cheese rice diet for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been getting some stuff for his stomach for an ulcer. So I was just wondering if he's mimicking like my digestive stuff, because he really assumes a lot of my emotions.
Well, he could be, because you have a little bit of a problem. But if this dog has had an ulcer, that means that the bacteria in his gut is not working well. So dogs are not unlike people, and a lot of the therapies for dogs are used on humans. This is not unusual. But I would say try something, and you might want to... I was talking about it earlier. You might want to try a little bit of probiotics. Find out, do some research on probiotics for dogs. But if he's had an ulcer, that is indicative that his system is dealing with some kind of an invasion, just like with people. And so he's got something that's attacking his system. He's 13 years old. What kind of a dog is he?
He's like a long Dalmatian kind of terrier. He was from a shelter. He was a rescue dog.
Okay. Well, he's a sweetie. And what you've got here basically, in many respects, is a form of malnutrition. That's what I'm picking up. So you've got something here where I think having something that's flavorful, and I wouldn't worry about big amounts. Does he weigh about, 20 pounds, 25 pounds?
No, he weighs like 11.
Oh, he's that little. Oh, my goodness. So he doesn't need a whole bunch of food, but he needs nutritional food. You know, he needs food that's really going to help him. See if he likes a little bit of fresh liver. Just, you know, you can saute it just a little bit in just a tiny bit of butter. Use real fat. You don't have to give him a lot. And then add maybe a raw egg into it. See if he likes it. Or better yet, make it soft boiled so that the white is not totally cooked and you've got the yolk. And see how he likes that. And then add some of the supplements. Okay, well, you don't need to feed him a lot, but see how his tummy feels. But you do need to have something of an enzymatic nature that's going to assist because it is a bacteria that's causing the ulcer. How long ago did he have the ulcer, dear?
Oh, maybe like 4 or 5 weeks ago. I was feeding him aspirin for a problem he had, and the vet took him off the aspirin.
No, hon. Aspirin is not good for him at all. So you want to see what you can do naturally. But if you can, try a little bit of, let's say, chicken liver, because it's loaded with nutrition. Chicken liver is so, it's really, really highly packed with nutrition. A lot of people don't know that, but it is. And that's why a little bit of it goes a long way. And a soft-boiled egg, you know, just a little bit of that just with a flavor and mix some of his supplement in with that. And you might even want to put in something like fish oil. Try a little bit at a time. I know with my Scotty, I've gotten so that I put fish oil for a supplement. I just put it on his plate. He licks it up like candy. He just loves it. So animals are more intelligent than people many times. But I think your little guy needs some help here because his system just can't absorb the nutrition. And if he was diagnosed with an ulcer, you've got a bacteria that's at war with his intestines, just like it is with human beings.
Okay. And probably no cheese, right?
Well, the cheese I would leave alone for a while. I don't think cheese is so bad, but I think he needs nutrition. And the cheese isn't going to have that much nutrition. Dogs are carnivores.
Okay.
They're not omnivores. They're carnivores. But I know my Scottish Terrier absolutely loves cheese. He's a cheese, I guess you'd call him a cheeseaholic if he had it his way. And he especially loves cheddar cheese. I don't know about yours, but mine just loves cheddar cheese. And the sharper it is, the better he likes it. And it's just,
mine too.
You know, it's one of those things. So a little bit of that can go a long way. But you want to be sure that you're getting some nutrition in this little guy's system because Newman is actually suffering from malnutrition. And soft-boiled eggs mixed with a little bit of rice also gives bulk, which they need for, you know, the elimination process.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Rebecca. Thank you for calling in, and do let us know how Newman's doing.
I will, Donna. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel, and I know we're going to take a break. I regret my guest, Naturi Thomas. Well, she wasn't able to make it. We were waiting for a call from England, but telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. More good things to share. Don't go away.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open, 888-627-6008. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from? Hello, caller.
Catherine here. Thank you.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling in from?
From Tempe.
From Tempe, Arizona. All right. Terrific. Okay, Catherine, first thing that I am looking at with you is a setback. What I think is going on here is there have been some plans and you did everything you possibly could, and then someone seemed to throw a monkey wrench into the timing factor. Well, I understand that, but I don't want you to get caught up with it. I want you to realize you're going to be able to get past this setback. That, or standstill, really, is what I should say. You'll be able to get past it within a relatively short period of time if you keep your focus. And that is of the utmost importance. And I'm seeing you feeling, it's as if I'm watching a cartoon in my mind. And have you ever gone through a spook house during Halloween where they have those fake spider webs and you just go, ugh, you know, they're just creepy. Or if you've ever walked into spider webs, they make you feel really creepy. Well, that's what I feel like you're going through. You've got effectively a spider web feel that is causing you just to get disoriented to a degree until you realize that it is a falseness, a false illusion that you don't need to get caught up with. And I think what's happening when I'm looking at this phony spider web type of situation, what is going on is that you are relating to past experiences and you're bringing, or your memory banks are opening up with these past experiences. And I want to say, no, don't go there. You've got a whole different environment. And if you go back into what happened in the past, you're going to really be stuck because you're going to be making assumptions that you relate to the past that have nothing to do with the present. So you need to stay on guard. You have to be alert to your attitudes and to your feelings, and you need to think things through. Also, what I'm looking at is a restlessness. I think you really need to have some kind of a break. So if there's any way that you can get away for a couple of days where you can just play, maybe that's the word I should use. Just not be concerned about anything. You don't have to meet a timetable. You can just relax, shop till you drop, you know, whatever it is that you want to do that's fun, and lighten up a little bit, because I think there's such an intensity. When you work, you're committed 100%. And when things slow down, you haven't learned how to detach from what you can't control, and that is going to agitate you no end. So you need to be able to take a break, allow things to work out in their own rhythm, do your due diligence, but get yourself into another mode of environment and activity so that you're not continually stressing yourself. And in that way, you're going to find a situation that is at a standstill is going to be resolved, and everything actually is going to work out quite well. But if you get too anxious about this and you try to make things happen sooner, you're going to find your stress levels going to go through the ceiling, and you actually may undermine yourself in the process of wanting to achieve what is meaningful to you. So just be wise here. Also, I think you're going to need to have an eye exam. There's something here with your right eye. I'm feeling a lot of pressure, and I don't quite know what I'm looking at, and I'm not sure why that might be with the eye. It almost feels like it's swollen. So I would make sure that if this occurs and it goes on for a while, check it out. Let's see if there's something that's trying to take hold here. Could be an irritation in the eye, but let's check this out. Let's not ignore it. Do you have a question for me?
Thank you, I do. Does setback just work?
All right. Now, excuse me, I couldn't hear everything you said.
The setback is work-related?
I believe so. I believe so. I think that this is something that you have put a lot of effort into, so I would say yes. It doesn't seem to be related to a personal relationship, but it is a working situation.
Okay. So I'll take your words to heart.
Well, don't get discouraged. Remember, sometimes things, you come to a standstill and they sort of have to simmer a little bit. And there are things that you just can't control. So put your focus someplace else so that you will not lose your momentum and get discouraged.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Catherine. This is Donna Siebel. Open lines here on the show, 888-627-6008. Before we had gotten our first caller, I started to tell you about a little 9-year-old girl, and what I'm going to do is follow through with it. Her name is Aria, and she is just adorable. She's got a smile that just is dazzling, and she is just one of the sweetest kids you could ever want to see. And when she was 9 years old, she was really, really attacked by a fellow classmate verbally. She was called stupid, and the girl that was taunting her just spelled it out and just said it again and again and again. Well, do you remember when you were 9 years old? I can. And when people are cruel like that, it is very, very tough. Bullying at schools is a hot topic on many talk shows. Well, Aria went home. She was crying, obviously, deeply, deeply hurt, attacked by someone verbally that she couldn't understand it at all. When her mother found out what happened, she listened to Aria, and the mother said, "What do you think needs to be done?" And Aria said, "Gee, I honestly don't know what to do." Now, in Aria's family, there was a different kind of an attitude. Aria and her sisters were always encouraged to stand up for themselves, to speak out. Mom and Dad really felt it was very important that the kids learn to do this, that they don't take on an attitude of being a victim. So the mother did something that was rather interesting. She was very upset over this, of course. Nobody likes her child to be verbally abused. So she sat down and talked with her daughter. And she made a comment. "This girl was very cruel in what she did to you, and I think you need to go and talk to her." Well, Aria, naturally, as any of us would probably respond, "You just don't know that you want to do that." But the more she thought about it, the more she knew she needed to do it. And she had been raised with the attitude of fighting her own battles, and she didn't want her mom to talk to the mother of the other girl. So she went over to the girl's house, accompanied by her mother. And Aria described how when she was standing at the front door, because this takes courage, she walked up to the house, rings the doorbell, standing at the front door, and her stomach's just going flip-flop, flip-flop. Really, really a lot of stress, a lot of adrenaline. Well, the girl came to the door. And when she opened the door, Aria just looked at her, and she said, "When you tease me on the school bus, it hurts my feelings, and I want you to stop." Now, this girl was stunned that Aria was on her, right there, saying this to her. And the girl was embarrassed, and of course, I'm sure she saw Aria's mother standing in the background. And she said, "Well, I was just joking." And Aria said, "No, you were weren't joking. You were being mean. You weren't funny at all. And I didn't like it. Well, the girl was very embarrassed. And so she sort of hung her head down and she said, I'm very sorry and I won't do it anymore. And Ariel left the girl's house and ran to meet her mother and said, you were right. It was good for me to do this. It really worked, my standing up to her. She said, I felt like Rosa Parks. Now, I'm sure many of you are familiar with Rosa Parks. She was the African-American civil rights activist who refused to give up her seat on a bus. And, well, as we all know, the rest is history. They had been studying Rosa Parks in school. So Aria told her mother after having this experience, I want to make a difference like she did. This 9-year-old girl, after having stood up for herself, just was bubbling with enthusiasm. And her mother made a statement to her. You have found your way to make a difference by what you've done. Why don't you share what you just experienced with your classmates? Wow, her daughter picked up on that really fast. And then she made a statement to her mother. She said, what if we had a day at school that was just for kindness? Her mother said, that's a great idea. So guess what? Aria goes to the principal's office. 9-year-old girl. She said, I think you need to know about what happened to me, what I did, how I handled it, and what I'd like to do. Well, the principal was very impressed, and he said, having a day of kindness at school would be a great idea. She said, I think this is something everybody can get involved with. The teachers got enthusiastic about it. They came up with a project for the kids. Kids apologized to someone perhaps they had been mean to. One of the classes, the kids broke out and out of their cliques, and they ate lunch with someone that they never would have eaten lunch with. And in Aria's class, students wrote compliments about each other. And the kids said, what a great idea. The kids really picked up on this. And you know what? The parents heard about it, and they were impressed with Aria's idea. One of the parents said, please let her know what a difference she's made. My son is no longer afraid to ride the bus. He had gone through bullying too. And another mother emailed Aria saying, today was the first day my daughter went to school without tears in her eyes. Made a difference. Well, do you know it was so successful? The school board actually made it an annual event in all 17 schools in her particular district. Aria's mother made a comment. She said, my daughter has taught us how important it is to be kind and thoughtful. And she said, it doesn't cost any money. Can you imagine the difference it would make if more of us did this? And Aria's thought was, maybe it could end war. Quite a gal. 9 years old. Can you imagine the difference she's going to make as she grows up with all of the things she's experienced? She's a good example for all of us. And I think, again, she's just absolutely adorable. And her lesson is a good one to be shared for anyone of any age. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I'm going to share the horoscope for spring, for Gemini, Cancer, and if I have some time for Leo. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a little bit of information with you before I go to the horoscope. I was talking with one of my guests, Lou Paradise, last week, and we were discussing prescription drugs. And I was absolutely appalled at the abuse that is occurring with teenagers. And I just think we need to be aware of these things, because lots of times teens end up taking this stuff and we haven't got a clue. So if someone in your family, if a teenager has unusual behavior, check whatever prescriptions might be around, because lots of times they're taking prescriptions from family members. That's right, they're doing it. And it's just absolutely amazing. Opioids such as OxyContin and Vicodin, Xanax, Valium, Ritalin, Adderall, are the most commonly abused prescription drugs. Now, some drugs that are available without a prescription, also known as over-the-counter drugs, can be dangerous if they aren't taken according to the directions on the packaging. I have to share with you, years ago, there was a cold capsule that had all these little tiny beads inside of it. I don't remember. I think it was called Contact. It might still be around. I don't know. I don't take it. But I can remember how shocked I was to find out that there was one little tiny ball inside of that entire capsule that young people would buy boxes of Contact and take out that one little tiny colored bead, and they'd put a bunch of them together, they'd take it, and that's how they got high. Eventually, you could only get this medication. I know here in the state of Washington, they locked it up. So people just couldn't buy a batch of it. Okay, I know we've got a caller on the line, but before I go to that caller, thank you very much, I wanted to make this comment. Youth, they're 12 to 17 years of age, 7.7% reported past year non-medical use of prescription medications. And according to the 2010 Monitoring the Future survey, prescription and over-the-counter drugs are among the most commonly abused drugs by 12th graders after alcohol, marijuana, and tobacco. And obviously, if they're using over-the-counter, it's not long before they can get involved with other things. I just wanted to share a few of those details with you. Let's go to our caller. Thank you very much for waiting. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
National T, and I'm calling from Paris.
From Paris? Well, my goodness. I'm so delighted to have you on the air.
Thank you.
Now, T, when I'm looking at you, I think you're really going to have to knuckle down, buckle down, and really keep your feet on the ground. You're not in a position to assume anything, because you've got a lot of work ahead of you this year, and you must stay right on track with your objectives. Now, one of the things that I'm watching with you is that there are so many different people that you're coming in contact with that part of your frustration is, who do I believe? I talk to this person or that person or the other person, and how in the world am I going to be able to assess the information? Well, I think what you need to do is to develop one or two individuals that you have a lot of faith and confidence in, an older person, and sort of run by some of the information that you're getting from these other individuals by them and see what their feedback is. You're in the process of learning how to think in a much different level of flexibility and understanding than at any other time in your life. And I think that it's a little scary at times, but your world is exploding with activity. You are just absolutely moving forward at an incredible pace. So you really need to keep the feet on the ground, and you need to keep, if you want, your head in the clouds, but you need to come out of the clouds every once in a while, because you're going to be dealing with money issues. You're going to be dealing with health issues if you do not keep things on a good level for yourself. And I don't want you to be caught between a rock and a hard spot, so to speak, where you feel like you're just compromised. I don't want you to go through that. So if you can, develop associations with people that you really trust who are going to give you excellent feedback. What question would you like to ask me, team?
Yes, about marriage.
All right. What were you concerned about with marriage? Is there a special person you're looking at right now?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What I would say is it's really a little bit too soon for marriage. I give you 2 to 3 years before you're going to meet someone that you really, really are going to want to make a commitment with. Are you going to school at this time? What kind of work are you doing?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher.
Yeah.
All right. You have got some new opportunities coming in for you that are really going to expand your world. Really going to expand your world. So I want you, again, I want you to keep your feet on the ground, and I want you to be open and receptive to different things that are being brought to you. But you really need someone that you can speak with that can help you discern variables, because you're learning a great deal. You're learning a lot.
Okay.
And I think that being a teacher is very good, but I think you're going to be expanding into a career where your teaching skills are going to be utilized in a way you had never anticipated, and I give you 2.5 to 3 years.
Okay. And I bumped my head today. Is it okay?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're fine. You're doing very, very well.
Thank you. But I do feel that I'm going to move in another direction. That's very interesting that you said that, because I do feel that I'm not going to be teaching, but something else. And I can't articulate it, but I know it's something else.
Mm-hmm. So I would say be open and receptive to some new opportunities, but you've got to think about them. You've got to think about it. Otherwise, you could end up in a financial positioning being challenged. And I don't want you to go that way. I want you to really listen. If you've got some good people that you can communicate with and that you have trust and confidence in, when you have these different options, they will be very honest with you. And it doesn't mean that they have all the answers, but they'll allow you to gain some perspective.
Okay. Yes.
And I think you can do extremely well. Remember, teaching talents can be applied in so many levels.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling in from Paris.
Okay. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Donna Sebo here, by the way. We have got a wonderful guest, and we're almost out of time here. We're going to be talking about The Writers on the Edge with Diana Robb tomorrow, and we are going to leave you reminding you that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul, no matter where you are in this gigantic world of ours. Be good to yourself. Let your light shine. God bless. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.